know.
But we have camphor trees, and they make as much mess. They have little red berries that drop on the side.
Are they poisonous?
Not camphor, oleander.
I didn't remember, but somebody told me that those berries were poisonous.
I don't know of them. They taste bad. I never eat them.
Nobody's stupid enough to eat them.
And you know, we used to have chinaberry trees, and they had a little...
They were ugly. What do you think they were ugly?
No, I like chinaberry trees.
They seemed like they were just too round. They didn't look real. They reminded me of something foreign.
Oh, and we don't have them much anymore, and people don't like them, just like they don't like sycamore trees.
Well, I like sycamore trees for one reason, and that's because when I was a kid, in my first grade reading book, the fairies and the elves hid underneath the sycamore leaves, and every time I see a sycamore leaf, I'm always
looking for the fairies and the elves.
I wrote a poem in this little poem book I wrote. One of my first poems I wrote was about sycamore leaves, but you know, I still have that. You know, it's the funniest thing, you have that urge to go look on these. They curl up so cute. They're perfect fairy houses. I just love sitting there.
I always played with the balls myself.
And you can hide a bunch of, you can hide, a child can hide completely in a bunch of sycamore leaves. Mm-hmm. And then they're not dirty or anything. They don't get like rotten or anything. You know, they're just nice and dry and crusty and crunchy.
I'm going to plant some more sycamores.
They're
cutting down the trees around here.
Now, what about poison sort of things, you know, like plants that would be poison?
The oleander and the mushrooms and other kind of poison plants, poison ivy and poison oak, those things
and
are poison.
And then
sumac, smilax. That's what somebody was sent out to look for the other day, and we were saying we didn't know where any smilax was. But sumac is what?
I've heard poison sumac. That's all I've heard. I don't even know what it is. I think it's that pretty. It turns real pretty and red, real bright red. It has gross purple, sort of reddish, purplish kind of berries on it.
You mean those long stick and would be bunches of little round pods of berries along the stick?
They look like velvet, a bunch of little teeny weeny. Like it'd be a bunch, like a bunch of grapes, that they were little teensy weensy things, and they're real bright,
And there wouldn't be a round bunch here and further up or another round bunch.
No, these look like bunches of grapes, but they were teeny weeny.
I'm not familiar with that at all.
And when you break it off, white stuff comes out, like
that's
milk.
That's poinsettias.
Well, no, but it's the same. These things are as tiny as, I don't know, about the size of a big grain of sand. Those teeny weeny berries. Well, anyhow, we have those around in our neck of the woods, and they are beautiful because they turn real bright red.
Mm-hmm.
And then the berries are dark, sort of a maroon color. And they look like
they're made out of velvet. They're poison.
They're, And some people, it's poisonous to touch.
And they break out in rash.
Oh, brother, I mean it. Now, anything beside, you're supposed to talk. We haven't gotten to that page yet, but we...
About the related ones. The rhododendron, but that is, rhododendron downhill.
And then you
lots
know,
the
what's kind of rhododendron but the little smaller flower?
Laurel?
Yeah.
I just know of it having been in the mountains, but I probably
but
can recognize
that's poisonous. And if you, it's just like the hemlock, drinking the hemlock cup, same sort of thing. Mountain laurel and rhododendron and all that. Listen, the reason I know
I'll be careful not to drink any laurel.
Don't want the leaves. Don't want to eat in those leaves. Oh, gosh. Yeah,
that's a gardenia?
No, it's a magnolia.
That's a magnolia.
I couldn't find a good picture of the tree, and I was in a hurry by then. So I just...
Well, if you say that's a magnolia, all right. That's what
it
is.
It does look like one.
It looks more like a gardenia, but then a gardenia wouldn't have a brown center.
And it wouldn't be as curved as that.
And we have...